Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hope you guys are doing well. This study kind of caught my eye from the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, where they found that those relationships who fight often and who argue are more likely to have a better relationship. Now, I mean, we're not talking fights where you start throwing baseball bats at each other. But these latest findings, which were published in the Journal of Family Process, were based on 121 couples between the ages of 30 and 70 who had been happily married for an average of 9 to 42 years. And I guess they found that they are 10 times more likely to have a good marriage if they fight. Yeah. I didn't buy that when I first got married. When I first got married, I was finishing medical school, and I was trying to get into a residency, and, you know, and then I was a resident. And when you're in medical school or residency, you see a lot of stuff. You see drownings, you see a Tupac shot, you see people killed, murdered, die of cancer, who shouldn't have gotten cancer, and it's a really, really negative vibe, negative landscape that you go into work with. And so the last thing I was going to do with my husband, if I got mad at something, was bring it up, because I kind of was raised to not sweat the little stuff. You know, coming from a family who were children of Holocaust survivors, right, and, you know, and depression survivors and things like that, they were like, you know, why are you being spoiled? You're complaining about, you do not know how good you got it. And so we learned growing up to really never complain, because anything we wanted to really complain about was nothing like what my family had to deal with. So, I would like be upset about something that happened at school, and my family's like, were you held at gunpoint by the Nazis? Like, you know, my family was, no, then you got nothing to complain about. And I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. Okay. You know what? I could deal. And the funny thing is I could deal. I mean, I put a lot of different things into perspective. So, you know, here I come home from work after seeing people, you know, die or sick or get cancer or bleed out or whatever. And if my husband had done something that I didn't like, you know, I'm going to be very, very grateful. I'm going to be, you know, I'm just going to let it go. The problem with me, though, is if it bothers me, there's a little bank. I have like a little bank, and I guess I don't realize I have this bank. And so as the stuff piles up, I don't notice it because I'm really, really busy. And then all of a sudden, if there's one little baby thing and it's too full, there's no more storage in the vault, I get alerted. And I'm like, well, what the hell's going on? And then I look and I see the vault psychologically, and I'm like, oh, hell no. And then there's an explosion. Like, case in point, I don't care if the kids and my husband don't do the dishes. It's fine. You know, part of me feels like it's my job. I know I shouldn't. You know, so I'm like, ah, they don't do the dishes, they don't do the dishes. But I get so gosh darn mad when there's a piece of white bread. Honestly, we're not supposed to have white bread in the house, but that's a whole other story. There's a piece of white bread soggy that's been sitting there for 3 days. Then I'm like, oh, hell no. Or I find my toothbrush on it. What the hell is my toothbrush doing downstairs on a piece of soggy bread? And that's when I just start to blow up. And so, you know, then my husband and the kids are like, okay, you know, mom's cray-cray. She's probably on her period. I'm like, no, I'm not on my period, okay? This stuff wouldn't fly in any household, all right? You guys need to get your acts together. I'm opening up a can of whoop-ass. And so, my husband and I fight not big things, because I've kind of learned that when dealing with, and I don't want to say men in general, but dealing with someone who's not me, you know, who be like, all right, I'll just worry about it later. You want to nip things in the bud, and you don't want to surprise them with one big BF at the end of the month. And so I'll, like, come up and say, I don't like this. This sucks, this, and I notice that it works. It nips in the bud. You know, we were, like, driving somewhere, and I asked him about, or he missed a turn. And he always yells at me if I don't catch him when he misses a turn. So the other day we were driving to pick up my son from the airport, and I go, oh, I know, you don't have to tell me. It's like, whoa. Okay, you get mad at me if we miss a turn, and now you're yelling at me when I tell you, and then I was like, oh, hell no. Once I go there, he's like, all right, no, you're right. And the other thing you need to also do whenever you fight with your spouse is don't act like it's a fight. Okay, see, look, you know, how do you want to talk about this? We just got to kind of talk about it because I just need to know what you need. Do you want me to tell you when it's a turnoff? Or do you not want me to tell you, I mean, not me turning them off, I've always turned them off, when there's a turnoff on the street or not? Because I really don't want to upset you, but I know you, I mean, what do you prefer? And a lot of times they realize, okay, wait a second, I just boxed you in. And then when they do snap at you, I'm like, you just snapped at me. I'll do that. When he snaps at me, I'm like, you just snapped at me. He's like, no, I didn't. I go, yeah, you did. It's okay. I just want to let you know you're doing it because I don't want us to fight about it later. So I was like, okay. See, I could kind of keep my calm about it. There's not a lot that make me mad. There's a few things that just really tick me off. I'm really a lot about respect and, you know, not being talked down to and not being disrespected because I got a great marriage and I'm so fortunate. I got the best husband in the world. I am not going to, you know, complain. I have no reason to complain, you know. But, you know, there is an art to fighting, you know, like, people have their little artillery. We do. You know, I have my nuclear bombs. I know exactly what to drop. If I need to drop a nuclear bomb, I know exactly. And then I have my, like, little baby BBs. And sometimes my husband doesn't really know how to fight because he'll just start to go for the artillery because a lot of guys think, you know what, we need to just end the fight. You know, we've talked about this. Guys are like, you know what, let's just end the fight so we can move on about our day. The game's on. Halftime's almost over. Let's just finish the fight. Whereas a lot of us women were like, no, because I mean, I don't want to fight this again. I want to fix this long term. So, you know, I have strategy. I have, like, assaults and certain, like, battles. I mean, I go at a fight like a general. I just do. And, hey, it's worked. We've been married, I don't know how many years, but. Oh, well, so anyway, so fighting is good for a marriage. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work of the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's an Alzheimer's breakthrough that's kind of interesting. It's transcranial electromagnetic treatment. Now, people are thinking it's shock therapy. Everybody calm down. It's not the shock therapy that has been stigmatized for decades, but it's a device that does zap the brain with electromagnetic waves. Not supposed to feel it. And they found that 8 patients with mild to moderate forms of Alzheimer's took part in this experiment called the transcranial electromagnetic treatment. It involved them wearing a skull cap of magnets, which sent electric pulses to break down buildups of proteins that stop nerve cells from working properly. That's what happens in Alzheimer's. You get these tau proteins, beta amyloid proteins, that build up, disrupt the network. So if we could break up those proteins, maybe we could save the network. 7 of the patients showed a highly significant improvement in tests of their memory, language, attention, behavior, and moods. Researchers hope the promising results could be the start of a breakthrough in Alzheimer's research, which has faced massive roadblocks, obviously, in its quest for cure. Pharmaceutical companies are having a hell of a time trying to find a medication. But maybe what we need to do is not go the medicine route, go of a more mechanical route or electromagnetic route. So NeuroEM Therapeutics is a private company which develops a TEMT headsets in Arizona. And they carried out this very small trial. But the results have been so promising that the trial was extended for another 17 months. Why? The patients didn't want to give the equipment back. That's what they said. During the test, patients used these headsets twice a day for an hour at a time. So it worked to break up toxic clumps of proteins called the amyloid beta and tau, which they think causes Alzheimer's. When these are cleared, previously blocked nerve cells in the brain then end up returning to normal function. I'm wary of that actually happening. I don't see how a cell would go back to 100% normal, but you know what? Anything's better than the way they are when they're all clogged up with that, you know, the crap. So basically, the NeuroEM team said they have evidence that this works, but the extent to which it'll be able to reverse or prevent the decline still isn't known. So in the study, patients were measured on the ADAS-COG scale of 0 to 70, which measures the severity of Alzheimer's, with a higher number worse for the patient. After 2 months, all but one of the patients showed an improvement of at least 4 points on the scale, which is considered clinically significant. Alzheimer's patients can usually expect to see the score worsen by about 4 points a year, but they said this TEMT turned back the clock a year on their disease. They say the people in the trial also performed better, in one instance, 50% better on word recall tests. Now, somebody might say, well, maybe what it is, you know, brain stimulation does just that. Maybe it doesn't necessarily have to do with the tau proteins and the beta amyloid proteins, but that the electromagnetic waves help, you know, brain stimulation. Well, either way, if it helps them function, all the power to them. So they were surprised that they saw such results after 2 weeks. So this could be pretty damn cool. Now, scientists have discovered a natural compound, which also has shown promise to tackle Alzheimer's. And what they did in mice, they injected the creatures with something named AC253 every day for 5 weeks. And they found that significantly improved mouse's memories. I guess AC253 was made of two strings of amino acids, which are the building blocks, right, of everything in the body, DNA. And it appeared to halt the effect of a damaging plaque, which started to build up in the brains. It managed to block amyloid beta protein buildup. Now, the compound still needs to be given in large amounts to work. Plus, it has to trigger the immune system to, you know, find the amyloid and get rid of it. But they want to develop a pill version and then try it in humans. So, you know, when people say, well, they're doing nothing for Alzheimer's, they are. But these studies take forever. There have been over 150 trials that have failed in over 20 years. And Alzheimer's is the number one cause of dementia, and or one of the highest causes of dementia. And, you know, we were really frustrated when in this year Biogen had to abandon two late-stage trials because it was an Alzheimer drug that looked really promising. Aducanumab, they thought it would work by cleaning up the sticky buildups. But after years of research and testing the company, and they looked at it, the prospects looked poor in the end stages, they pulled the plug. It wiped $18 billion off its market value. In January, the firm Roche announced it was discontinuing two trials. They were trying to develop Srenezumab that also was supposed to prevent buildup of plaques. But even though it was proven safe, it still wasn't having the fantastic results. They said between the years 1998 and 2017, there were 146 failed attempts to develop Alzheimer's drugs. Billions of dollars have been invested in the industry, and if you have a successful marketable treatment, that could make a fortune for the company. The problem is here we are in 2019, where pharmaceutical companies are still considered the bad guy. Companies insurance companies don't want to support branding drugs because it's cheaper to go generic. And so when you look at a pharmaceutical company, if they need billions of dollars, I mean, they lost, what was it, Biogen lost $18 billion from abandoning a drug that they were making. Now, as long as Biogen is selling other drugs, they could then work on the riskier ones. But if they're not, and if Obamacare plans or health exchange plans aren't pushing brand name, only pushing generics, the pharmaceutical companies are being sued because of any role they have in the opioid crisis, where's that extra money going to come from to, you know, to invest and allow them to work on an $18 billion product? The fact that they were late stage meant they were so damn close. So damn close. But if it's not going to get advertised, if it's not going to be promoted, if the medical community is not going to embrace it, if people say, sorry, it just, this isn't really the climate for new drugs, I don't blame them for pulling out. Especially if they wouldn't be able to convince everybody that this was a wonder drug. And maybe it wasn't a wonder drug. But, again, I'm not here to play a violin for pharmaceutical companies, but it all is interlinked. And yes, I will blame Obamacare for some of our Alzheimer drug failures because if these pharmaceutical companies are making less money, and if the pharmaceutical company doesn't feel like there's going to be a windfall, then there's not a lot of wiggle room or cushion for them to do expensive, costly trials. And what stinks is the more other companies notice that Alzheimer drugs are, you know, not a return of investment, you don't really see a lot of other people stepping up to the plate. See, we need to entice someone, or we need to help subsidize and say, look, you guys keep working on this. The government will help subsidize, put money your way. We'll make sure you don't go under. We'll make sure you still have money coming in. Just keep working on this. But if that's not happening, and everybody's just vilifying pharmaceutical companies, if I was a pharmaceutical company, I'd say, well, you know what? We're not going to do anything for pain because that'll get us sued. We're not going to do Alzheimer's because that's going to, you know, be a loss leader. That, you know, let's come up with something safe. Now, if a pharmaceutical company does come up with a cure for cancer, or come up with a cure for Alzheimer's, they will be huge. But only for an X amount of time. Because that medicine's going to go off patent. Or government groups or lobbyists are going to say, well, the drug's too expensive. So we need to lower the price. And then the pharmaceutical company is going to be under all this hell going, you made a drug that was that expensive? How dare you? You need to lower the price. So other companies are probably seeing this too. Let's say the drug's price tag is $2,000 a month. And they don't think anybody in America is going to let that fly. And they're going to be forced to have to undersell it. They're like, sorry, we'll pass. You know? You're thinking, yeah, but you know, my mom or dad could get Alzheimer's. That's not what the pharmaceutical company's thinking about. They're not thinking about that. They cannot lose their jobs. So we need to figure out how we're going to approach pharmaceutical companies and the money they can make. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hitting Iran with more sanctions. The president says he's directing Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to substantially increase the sanctions on the country. This after a weekend attack on Saudi Arabia's biggest oil refinery, to which Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham believes
this attack on the oil refinery by any reasonable definition is an act of war. It is attacking the world economy, it's the stability of the oil markets throughout the world. And in addition to attacking a refinery in Saudi Arabia, the Iranians are increasing enrichment, putting them closer to a bomb.
President Trump is appointing Robert O'Brien to be the next national security advisor. The president made the announcement via Twitter on Wednesday, saying O'Brien has served him well as a special presidential envoy for hostage affairs at the State Department. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you guys been watching this whole Antonio Brown saga? Okay, as you know, Antonio Brown is probably one of the best receivers in the NFL. Left the Steelers to go to the Raiders. Got dumped by the Raiders and immediately picked up, unless that was planned, by the Patriots. And so a Tom Brady, Antonio Brown partnership, well, definitely lead them to Super Bowl victory. Gronkowski's awesome, but Antonio Brown could be fantastic. But Antonio Brown has been dealing with some sexual allegations, and now there's a new allegation. So, a former doctor for the New England Patriots, wide receiver Antonio Brown, claimed that, I believe this was in Pittsburgh, the NFL star repeatedly farted in his face and laughed about it during an appointment. He also turned up 3 hours late, and he never paid the bill of $11,500. Now, Dr. Visker Prisk is the one who was the victim of the farting. He's an ex-bodybuilder, and he runs Prisk Orthopedics and Wellness in the Pittsburgh suburb of Monroeville. And he admitted Brown for an initial consultation, despite his, quote, flighty reputation, during a 9-year stint with the hometown Steelers. And has now filed a lawsuit in Pennsylvania seeking compensation for the unpaid bill. Now, TMZ obtained footage of the August 2018 visit where Brown can be seen laughing while passing gas as Prisk tests his body fat. He said, "It seems just childish to me. I'm a doctor and this man is farting in my face." I'm not making this up. This has been reported by The Guardian. So the SI.com report has a scathing collection of accusations from a number of people who have dealt with Brown. It came 1 week after a civil complaint filed in U.S. District Court by Brittany Taylor, a gymnast who we met while they attended Central Michigan University together, and she alleged he sexually assaulted her multiple times. Now, the suit did not prevent Brown from making his debut with the Patriots on the game with the Miami Dolphins. He caught 4 passes, including a 20-yard touchdown in a 43-0 victory. Again, this was the Dolphins. Feel bad for the Dolphins. They have it rough. But that was, you know, shut out. And USA Today reported that the league had considered placing Brown on the commissioner's exempt list ahead of the Week 2 game, which means he might not be on the Patriots' active roster, but declined since the charges against the wide receiver were not criminal. Now, Brown was traded from Pittsburgh to Oakland in March. He inked a 1-year deal, a $15 million deal with New England last week, including a $9 million signing bonus, and a $20 million team option for 2020. So he apparently is from South Florida. 686 catches, 9,000 receiving yards over the past 6 seasons. Highest totals for a receiver over a 6-year span. He is one of the best receivers in NFL history. But, well, so, not paying the doctor bills, being flighty, it's very interesting. I don't want to say, you know, bad things come in threes, but you have patients that follow a very unique description where they'll come late to an appointment, they'll always have an excuse, then they'll be very, very demanding for things, and then they won't pay their bill. Or they'll cause some sort of, you know, havoc. Now, I've seen patients for years, almost 20 years. And so when somebody, you know, would be late once in a blue moon, it happens. I'm late sometimes, no big deal. You know, they're apologetic. But the funny thing is when they're apologetic and say, "Look, I'm so, so sorry. Look, all I needed was, you know, this refill. I promise I'll come back not late so we can address all the other issues." That's very, very cool. And a lot of times I'll just address the other issues anyway. But when somebody's late and then turns around and is demanding, I'm not saying Antonio Brown was. I have no idea what that visit was. I haven't seen the video yet. But that already raises a huge red flag. I'm like, wait a second, you're late and then you're demanding. Like, we had one lady, she was late, and then she asked me to have one of my girls, don't call them girls, they're women, have one of my girls call her pedicurist. I was like, no. By the time they get to your pedicurist, that call, because they're calling patients, they're calling in prescriptions and calling for breast cancer results, they probably won't get your pedicurist call till tomorrow. You might as well call them yourself. I mean, I said it nice. Basically, I was like, I could ask one of my staff to do it, but I got to be honest with you, they're probably not going to get it till the end of the day because I'm having them call all these other, you know, medical-related calls. And I could see she was frustrated by that, but they're fine. Never came back. And good. I'm not here to reschedule your pedicure appointment. And neither is my staff. And she had come late to our office. And, you know, that's one of those things where it's like, I don't remember if she paid her bill or not. But, when it comes to not paying your doctor bill, a lot of people do it and they get away with it. And, I mean, I've forgotten to pay some bills. If I don't get it in the mail, I'm like, oh, crap. You know? And then I try to make good as soon as I can. And if I do have any outstanding bills, please let me know because I want to fix them. But, things happen. But if you don't, when the doctor reached out to you, there's something wrong with you. Or if you think, well, just because you're a star, you don't have to pay, nuh-uh, that doesn't fly. And, you know, there's going to be a time when medical providers say, I don't need this anymore. And there's going to be, and there is, a new market of doctors that will take you if you're willing to pay. And we'll probably go socialized. We'll probably have a public option. We'll probably have Medicare for All or something. Something's going to happen because there will be a Democrat in power again. You know, Trump's and Mike Pence won't be able to hold, you know, the White House for long. So there will be a Democratic power, and some socialized health system is going to come into play. But what's going to happen is those who will pay their doctor up front, those who will follow doctor orders, are going to be getting some real one-on-one time with the doctor. And people like that. People dig that. Now, you can already get some one-on-one time with telemedicine, which is cool, but it's so limited. There's only so much we can do. You know, I mean, if you fractured your finger, I can't do much over the phone. You know, I mean, if you have a subungual hematoma where you're bleeding underneath your nail, I can't do anything to do that. Some people are like, well, doctors should walk us through how to do things ourselves. No, not if it's our lot. If you mess up with a setting, it's on us. So we get sued. We're not there yet. But a lot of us doctors will kind of walk you through some things you could do. But there's going to be a market out there. And if you think you're going to need that market, you might want to start putting some money aside where you would pay a doctor, and it would be a pretty penny. But to have them at your beck and call, have them available for you, and have a mutual understanding that you're not going to be late, you're not going to screw around with them, and the bill's going to get paid. And if you want that doctor, and it's a good doctor, you're going to follow the rules, and that doctor will have to follow the rules. He's going to have to be available to you. He's going to have to, you know, be accessible. If not, you don't pay him. So there's going to be this mutual understanding of some real damn good customer service and, you know, behavior by the patient and behavior by the doctor. If not, it's going to be public health system. Apparently somebody in England was, you know, giving Boris Johnson an earful that his kid almost died because there's not enough doctors and you know, nurses and practitioners. You know, the England health system has a lot of issues. A lot of issues. It helps some, but for others it doesn't help any. And we're going that route. And so you might need to already start seeing the brain on the wall and find a situation that you think will be comfortable with a doctor. I can't tell you how many doctors I know who I trained with are now doing concierge medicine. But, you know, with Antonio Brown really not paying your doctor, do you really want that sort of a, you know, reputation? Doctors aren't going to want to take his patient. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. Kevin Spacey's accuser has died in the midst of a sexual assault lawsuit. This has been reported by the Hollywood Reporter. There was a massage therapist that was asked to proceed anonymously with the case, and no details have yet been released on the circumstances around the death, but there is an anonymous massage therapist that claims to have been sexually assaulted by actor Kevin Spacey. Now he's dead. The individual suing Spacey is known as John Doe, and he filed claims in September last year with the allegation of being forced to grab the actor's genitals twice during a massage 2 years earlier at a private residence in Malibu. In May, a federal judge in California allowed the case to move forward, despite Spacey's objection that the plaintiff's identity was being shielded. They say now, just a month after the parties came to a plan for proceeding the suit that detailed prospective discovery and possibly a 7 to 11 day trial, The plaintiff's attorney has informed Spacey that the client has recently passed. No further detail has been reported. Now, apparently, he recently got out of a legal situation. There were criminal charges against him in Nantucket, Massachusetts. In that case, Spacey pleaded not guilty to felony indecent assault and battery, and prosecutors withdrew charges after the accuser, a teenage busboy, stopped cooperating. Now, apparently this John Doe lawsuit subsequently represented the most significant legal situation for Spacey. I know what everybody's thinking, House of Cards, but no. He has been accused of sexually improper misconduct against multiple individuals. In this case, as detailed in a joint report filed in August, plaintiff's lawyers represented the two other alleged masseur victims of Spacey, expressing concern for their safety and do not want their names revealed publicly in the media. Now, I do find this odd that one person decides to bow out of the lawsuit. Others want anonymity. Now, they say the lawsuit could continue by the heirs of John Doe, but the issue of anonymity provides a complicating wrinkle. To show standing to sue, the heirs will likely have to identify the deceased accuser after getting a green light to administer his estate in probate court. A judge might also be less inclined to protect the privacy interests of the deceased. But if the case moves forward, the loss of the most important witness will obviously make it difficult to litigate. So, I don't know. This Kevin Spacey saga is very interesting. As far as I'm concerned, you're innocent until proven guilty. But when it comes to sexual assault, one accusation, you're done for. And the one thing that I think we see a lot in crime or in assault is it doesn't just happen once. If somebody, let's say, grabbed somebody, it's rare that that's just a one-time, one-off thing. So it doesn't surprise me when you have multiple people come forward saying it happened to me too. Now, the only problem is when you're a person of high, stature in Hollywood or celebrity status, you could have everybody and their mama come out of the woodwork. I mean, people are smart. And, like with Antonio Brown, I wouldn't be surprised if other people come forward, not because he assaulted them, but because, if you're going to come forward, now's the time to do it. Because once you're accused, if there are other people coming forward, it helps lay credence to the allegation. But it's interesting that in his particular cases, everybody wanted to be anonymous. Now, also remember, if these cases were men and they didn't want to come out as homosexual, they'd be more likely to want anonymity. But that's not what they're saying. They're saying for their safety. Is it for their safety from Kevin Spacey's team or their safety just in general because they live in an area where they could be assaulted being homosexual? So I'm not sure, but it sure is odd. It just, something's not right. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Felicity Huffman got a 14-day sentence for paying $15,000 to bribe her daughter into an elite college. Now, this has kind of drummed up some interest in the case of a black mother who was jailed for lying about her address to get her children into school. And people are saying the Desperate Housewives star got off easy. So Felicity Huffman has to spend 2 weeks in jail because she paid $15,000 to bribe her kid or to rig her college entry test score. She has to report to jail in California in October. The maximum sentence she was facing was 4 months. She's one of a dozen parents who paid to have their daughter's test scores altered or have fake athletic profiles made for them. Prosecutors insisted on jail time, saying Huffman should not be shown leniency because she is a celebrity. And they used the case of Kelly Williams Bolar, a black mother who was jailed for 9 days in Akron, Ohio, because she used her father's address instead of getting her own to get her daughters into a better school. So if she had to be put behind bars for just changing an address, somebody bribing or altering test scores is a heavier, you know, charge. So, I believe Felicity was convicted of felonies and was sentenced to 3 years probation and 80 hours of community service on top of the jail term. Now, what the mom said is if a poor single mom, or prosecutor said a poor single mom from Akron who is actually trying to provide a better education for her kids should go to jail, there's no reason that a wealthy mother with the resources should not also go to jail. Now, Ms. Bolar served her time, and the two felonies she was convicted of, tampering with records, and it was reduced to misdemeanors by then-Ohio Governor John Kasich. She declined to say whether she thought Hoffman's punishment was fair. She said, her 14 days being fair, I cannot be the judge of that, and I won't judge her for that. But, you know, precedences are set. And, you know, there was a case of Tanya McDowell, a homeless Connecticut mother, who was jailed for 5 years in 2001 for both lying about her address to get her son into school and for selling drugs. She was arrested back in April 2011 for felony grand larceny for lying to get her six-year-old son a spot in a different school district by using her babysitter's address. The case sparked national debate. And then a month later, she was arrested for selling drugs to two undercover cops. She also claimed she had offered them prostitutes or whatever. But this idea of trying to get your kid to a better school, this is something that, you know, we're just going to spend a quick minute talking about. I mean, I love my kids. And, yes, I would love my kids to, you know, go to a school. But I really don't buy into this one school is better than another. I mean, I went to a medical school that was small. But I got to tell you, what I learned there was more than what a lot of students learn in their other medical schools. UNR had us train in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Las Vegas, Nevada didn't have a lot of doctors, a lot of residents. So you as a medical student were already delivering babies, already doing surgery, doing a lot more than other medical schools allowed their students to do. And I would not trade that for the world. Is UNR Ivy League? No, it's not. But who gives a crap? And I really can't stand this. Well, I went to Harvard, or I went to Yale and Princeton. I mean, yeah, I think that's nice, and I get how, you know, some fancy people go there. But if you have a good teacher and you get a good education and you learn to save lives, you could be a good doctor no matter what medical school you go to. And so, you know, this frantic, you know, desperation to get your kid into a school and have to violate laws to do it, I think was a crime that never had to be committed. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.